This is Bill Newell with Rick Moore, and we're joined by James Coffey, athletic director at Beverly High School, outgoing athletic director at Beverly High School. At the end of the school year, he's headed up to Falmouth, Maine, to assume a similar job in Falmouth, Maine. But James, let's begin with the nuts and bolts of what's happening in spring sports here at Beverly. And first and foremost, I guess boys lacrosse undefeated at this point, and a big win Tuesday night against Peabody on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Boys are off to an 11-0 start, which is fantastic, and I think they might be the only undefeated team still out there. So they're off to a great start. Coach Pinchon does an unbelievable job with that team, and he does a lot of stuff behind the scenes that you probably, with leadership and things like that, and he's really got them moving, and they're really believing. Their goal is to win a state championship, and they're making no bones about it. That's it. That's their goal. So that's what they're shooting for. And, so we'll see what happens. But everyone's really doing great. All of our teams are likely to make the state tournament. And, baseball's another team that is young right now. They get some good senior leadership, but they're also still kind of young. But that's a team that came, a game away from the state championship last year when they lost to Danvers in the North Final. But I think that's a team that can also make a run, and our tennis team's doing great, girls lacrosse, softball. So it's really been a pretty good spring.
Let me just follow up. You mentioned John's leadership piece with the boys lacrosse team. Can you elaborate on a little piece on that, what kinds of things, or a couple of things, or one thing that he might be doing in that area?
Sure. I mean, each year he kind of brings – John's an avid reader, and he pawns off a lot of books on me after he's done, and I love it. He's a student of that type of thing, of leadership and being a team member, and just making sure – bottom line, some of the things is just making sure our kids are doing the right thing and being leaders and putting the team first, and he just goes above and beyond what your average high school coach does. He certainly treats us more like a college program, it makes a huge impact, and the thought process our kids go through, it's really matured them, don't give him too many of his secrets away, but he does a really great job with that.
James, we're in your office. Bill and I are in your office here, and I remember a long time ago in the old Beverly gym, I think it was Roy Norden who had, then we have to climb a bunch of stairs to get up.
Yeah.
We get up to this little closet that was up there, and you have, dare I say it, a luxurious office here. You've got your own shower and spa and hot tub. No, but it is amazing. But I want to talk a little bit about tradition, because coming in here, I'm noticing these gigantic, they look like photographs, but they're actually huge wall posters. And you were telling us a little bit about a new tradition you started here at Beverly.
Yeah, it's, after the girls' soccer team over here won the North title in 2012, someone gave me this picture of the team, and we kind of just made it this tradition that if you win a North title or better, that we'd put your picture on the wall in the athletic office.
It's about 4 feet by 3 feet, isn't it? Something like that?
Yeah, it's a big, big poster there, and so we got that team here and the Super Bowl team and boys lacrosse up there, and then over in the corner we have the year we won the Boston Globe Larry Ames Award for the best overall winning percentage. And it's kind of just been a thing that we've done, and kind of a cool thing. But yes, it's certainly a nice office. I'm going to miss this quite a bit, but it's a great office. Thanks.
Having worked in Winthrop with the tradition there that the Winthrop High School kids have, and now in Beverly and then moving on to Falmouth, what can you tell me about similarities in kids in high school? Because I think, to me, that what I've noticed working with Bill around the league for so long, it's the tradition of teachers and coaches who have been in the programs and been in the area moving up. And I've seen coaches work across communities and still care about the kids. But what Roger Day is a great example. Roger coaching over here, and now being a longtime Danvers coach, and of course Coach Bauer going over to Marblehead and so on. There's a lot of that in the whole. But what do you see that's similar with Winthrop, Beverly, and now Falmouth, if there is anything similar?
Yeah, certainly. I think at the end of the day, kids are kids no matter where you are. I think your town kind of I guess develops maybe a little bit of your attitude. So I think kids are kids, but the area that you grow up in affects a little bit of your attitude. Winthrop was certainly, the kids were a little grittier. Good kids or whatever, but when push came to shove, if they had to dig down and be really tough, that's just kind of who they are. We were always preached as kids that, from Coach Fusillo, who's, I love the man, and he basically, we always played that we were the smallest school going up against these big schools, and it just, that's kind of the way you're raised. And, you live, you're surrounded by Boston and Revere and tough cities, and so it's different now. And then you come up here to Beverly, and kids are different. There's a maturity and just a really good, the kids here, our coaches always say, we're so lucky, our kids are just so good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's never problems at practice. There's never issues. Like, the kids go to practice and they work hard and they don't say anything and they smile and then they go home. And, like, you can't ask for, a better group of kids. So it's just different. I think, they're all the same at the end of the day, but I think your the attitude and maybe the edge to you is kind of, determined from where you grow up. But that's about it.
Well, you probably don't know the Falmouth kids yet, but let's just talk about the move heading on up to Falmouth, Maine, and you'll be starting there next school year or over the summer. And tell us about that for your family, the decisions that you guys made, and how that's all playing out. What's the latest updates?
Sure. This is weird talking about this kind of because I remember being in my office in Winthrop like 11 years ago doing the interview. I think you guys just started it back
right?
Yeah. And I was a rookie. That was my first interview was with you talking about user fees and how it was affecting sport. It's like crazy. I can't believe it's, anyway. So Falmouth, yeah, it just, my wife and I had always talked about maybe moving up there or getting a summer place up there. We spend a lot of our time in the summer and Southern Maine, and it's always kind of just been something in the back of our minds. I wasn't really looking to get out of Beverly, and I really loved this town, this city. And basically what happened was the Falmouth job opened. I asked a friend of mine who works up there, who's an AD. I said, what do you know about Falmouth? He said, great program, best school district in the state, pretty affluent community. They care about their sports. It sounded all good. So I put my name in. I went up there and interviewed, and I got an unbelievable sense from that first interview that it was a pretty special place. And I went through the process, went back for a final interview. It was really intense, whole day process. I met pretty much the entire community. And my wife and I, obviously we're talking the whole time, and we just said, let's go for it. And it's different. It's a district that has a lot of resources. They have daycare right at their elementary school. Their campus is one campus where the elementary, middle, high school superintendent's office and all of the fields are on one campus. So it's a situation where I can take my son to school, drop him off at the elementary school, and walk 50 feet to my office. And the superintendent, who's there now, who used to work in Saugus, he has four kids, and I think he's got one in the daycare, two in the elementary, and one in middle school. And he just, drives the car up and drops them off and goes across the street. So it's just a little bit different way of life. And, it's a wonderful community. And, it's just family-wise, it was the perfect fit. I'm certainly going to miss Beverly. We love it here. We've made lifelong friends here. I love this school. I couldn't be leaving with a better feel and, for this city. So
bring us along. No.
Yeah.
James, as an athletic director, I don't know whether, I think in the past, different districts set the job up different ways, different responsibilities and so on. But I think I've watched you, for what it's been 11 years here in Beverly.
Yeah.
So 11 years in Beverly and that, how you approach it, it seems to me that, what I would like in an administrator is somebody that supports in this case, the coaches. And it seems to me that that is what's happened in Beverly over the years, is that you support them. And whatever you can do in your role, that you're supporting them and let them do their job. Does that sound accurate? And how else would you define the job and so on, an impact that you might have made in Beverly?
Sure. Philosophically, for me, that is exactly kind of what I do. All I want to do is put good coaches in their positions and then really leave them alone to do their job. Right or wrong, that's just kind of what I believe. I think right now our coaching staff as a whole, I couldn't be happier with. If you put good people in those positions and kind of get out of their way and let them do their job. I have to supervise and evaluate them all. And we work together and we talk, and they communicate well with me. I communicate well with them. And I just think it works better that way when people are given freedom to kind of just do their thing. You know, coaches have different styles. I mean, they all have different styles and different philosophies. But at the end of the day, all of our coaches here are on the same page in terms of what we're trying to do, and that's support each other. So, you know, if you go to another district, you probably find that the baseball coach and the boys lacrosse coach hate each other. That's like one of those two sports that, like, they don't get along, and that happens. It doesn't happen here. You know, Coach Pinchon and Coach Wilbur coach freshman football together. So they're not sitting there trying to, you know, pull kids and say, don't play baseball, come play lacrosse. Like, that doesn't happen here. So the overall philosophy that we're trying to do here is promote three-sport athletes and let the kids pick the sports that they want, and then, you know, work together, support each other. You know, we have a lot of coaches. Brian Seabury is a great example, our girls' hockey coach. He also coaches golf. But Brian's at every single one of our girls on his hockey team and his golfers. He goes to their other games all the time. You know, he comes to baseball games and this and that. So things like that. So I guess, that's kind of what I do. Let them do their job, and, you know, I think it works that way.
I got to make a comment. I think you're wise beyond your years, because I recently talked with a custodian at a high school who was yelled at by the principal because the fire department came in with new rules. Now, the custodians had a certain way of doing things, and they were trying to do it the same way. The principal saw that, which was out of compliance, and said, no, you can't do that, and yelled at the custodian, and she was in tears. And I remember working for another principal in the same situation where the same type thing happened, and he went to the custodian and said, okay, what can I do to help you make the change? What do you need me to do to make the change? So it sounds like, you know, that's the situation that you have been brought up in and grow in, and a good leader takes care of his people. So congratulations on that, James. I also have to ask the question of a broad question as to the status of the football program. Beverly High School going through some big changes with your leaving and with Coach Bauer leaving. So maybe just a general kind of update for our listeners.
Sure. We have conducted interviews. We've got it down to a couple finalists, and those finalists are interviewing with Mr. Gallagher. And, we should have somebody, I would say this week, if not next week, whenever Mr. Gallagher finishes up the whole process. But we will be in good hands regardless. And, the program will keep moving forward. There's a really good core of kids that are returning. And not only that, there's strong support here, you know, in the community. We have a great boosters organization that works well, the youth organization. This new coach coming in, we'll have a new AD, and Mr. Gallagher will hire somebody great. And, so they'll have a lot of support around them. They get the best principal around. He's still here, and he's the man, so they'll always have him. And whatever it's going to be, Beverly football will be in really good shape moving forward.
James, I want to maybe follow up. One last area I might kind of want to touch on is this Northeastern Conference GBL merger that was voted on, say, a week ago, 9-3 vote in favor of it. So four Greater Boston League teams coming in, a four-year trial. Everett not playing football in the Northeastern Conference, I guess. It's still a year away at the earliest, I guess. And I know that there were some other votes years ago. Probably you might have been around for some of those, for other teams and other leagues, bringing some teams in. Maybe share a little bit of background with us on that and some of the thinking among the Northeastern Conference ADs. Obviously, this, I guess, gets bumped up to a principal's vote. I get that. But, you know, maybe some thoughts and maybe even from your thoughts on what would make some sense. Because I know that I was actually kind of excited a few years ago. I thought, well, you know, GBL plus some KPAN League schools, you make a nice league. Somebody has to sort those divisions out and so on. That's beyond me, I guess. But I thought it might be kind of a neat thing, but that didn't happen. But now this is going to happen, apparently. So maybe some thoughts from you and, you know, whether, and you know, not just reporting what happened, but any other insight that you might have in reaction.
Yeah. Sure. So I know a couple years ago was I thought the best proposal that we had come up with, and that was that some of the schools wanted the GBL, and a couple of us wanted Masco, frankly, because Masco is good. They're a good program, and for a school like us, they would be a tough challenge in a lot of sports. And so we tried to, as a league, say, all right, well, let's do this. Some of you guys want the GBL because you think you'd be competitive games. Some of us want Masco for competitive games. Why don't we bring all of them in? And, you know, we can kind of break out into two or three tiers. And we did that. We had everything, like, down to the sport, who's going to play what, and it didn't pass. And then now this time, ironically, we kind of don't have a plan. It was just like, all right, let's look at the GBL again. We don't have brackets. We don't know when officially they're going to come in, and it passed. So it's kind of funny how that happens. We will work as a league, as ADs, to kind of make some divisions. I would probably like to see, and I think will eventually happen, is there'll be two divisions, really only for the purpose of qualifying for the state tournament, because you get the first two bids in each league. But I think what will end up happening is everybody will mostly play each other in everything just once. You know what I mean? So it'll be like a 15-game regular season schedule. So I could see that happening, especially in the sports with 20 games, you know, your baseball, softball, basketball. But that's still kind of up in the air. So I guess they're going to transition in with some non-leagues here in the fall and the winter and probably fully be in the league in the spring. I wish Masco were included in this. I think they would be great for the league. It makes a ton of sense to bring them in. But as of right now, the GBLs are in, and you know, we'll see what happens.
All right, James, I'll give you the final word here. Anything else you want to share with us? You know, as not that you're leaving soon. You still got a couple more months here. Pretty soon, though. I mean, I don't see any boxes in the office here ready to go. But so it's not quite that soon, not imminent. But any other thoughts that you want to just share with us, James?
Sure. Well, I want to thank you guys first. You know, for, like I said, it's kind of, when you guys, I knew you were coming today, and I was thinking about it this morning before I came in, like I said, you know, doing that first interview I ever did 11 years ago in that little office in Winthrop with you, Rick, and been a lot of Monday nights listening to you guys and been on the show a lot, and a lot's happened in 11 years. I mean, it's, you know, it will be my third school, and you know, a lot in my life has happened. You know, obviously moving up here to Beverly, getting married, having a kid, and a million things job-wise that have happened. And so we're excited to move. But I'll tell you, I'm going to really miss the North Shore. And it's been a pleasure talking to you guys. It's always been fun, and I appreciate it. Maybe we can talk again
in Falmouth. I was going to say we've grown up. We've seen your family grown up before our eyes. Growing up on Facebook and on Twitter and on the social. So you got to keep us updated with all that stuff. And the feeling is mutual, James, because we did. I did start this business 11 years ago with Tim and Bill and Bill Proposky and. Winthrop opened us with open arms. Coach Fusillo, in fact, our very first visit up there was in the summertime. Tim and I were going by the football stadium, and he was up there putting up windscreens, I believe, in the middle of summer.
Yep.
So it's a mutual appreciation, and we wish you nothing but the best and hope we'll talk with you before you leave. If not, we'll talk to you when we get up there.
Absolutely. That's great. Thanks, guys.
All right. So for Bill Newell, along with Beverly Athletic Director James Coffey, I'm Rick Moore. This is MSO News Sports.